Welcome back with Charles Barkley. Once again, Charles, thanks for joining us. Let's shift to tennis for just a second. I thought the way that Serena Williams came in, speaking of being supposedly overweight, and just destroyed Sharapova. When you look at her, and of course, again, it's an African-American athlete in what has traditionally been a white sport. An interesting demonstration and statement this weekend, huh?
Well, she played really well, really fantastic. It was a great thing for her. But I tell you what, man, you know, people got to start appreciating Roger Federer. I mean, if this guy was from the United States, he should have won the Sportsman of the Year probably the last couple years. And his little run he's on is quite remarkable. And, hey, I'm happy for Serena, but we got to start talking about Roger Federer here in the United States, because what he's doing, I mean, it's flat out scary right now. I mean, it's just beautiful to watch. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I actually got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch him. That's how much I enjoy watching him play. Because I was telling somebody, he should have been the Sportsman of the Year the last couple of years. I know we're a little biased here in the United States, but man, people got to start appreciating, because him and Tiger are on a whole different plateau right now. We're definitely watching the greatest golfer who ever lived, and we probably, you know, people say this guy might be the greatest tennis player who ever lived, and we got to start giving him some love, because if he was from the United States, we'd be falling all over him, and we ain't never had anybody in the United States other than probably Pete Sampras who's been on this guy's level. I mean, it's just something beautiful to watch.
As much as I think Tiger ultimately will probably prove levels of greatness even beyond that, because Federer's career in tennis is going to be shorter, I got to give the edge to him right now. How would you compare the two? To me, the fact that Federer has to play against an opponent who's running him around, the chances of injury, of fatigue, of all the things that can take away from your game and consistency the way that they would not in golf, those things are much more prevalent in tennis.
Well, I'm not sure, because realistically, there's probably only five people realistically that can beat Roger Federer if everything goes perfectly. No, Tiger's competing against 125 guys every week, and I mean, that's the beauty of what Tiger's doing. He's competing. There's probably 25 guys realistically that could beat Tiger week in and week out. But Roger, realistically, I'm probably being unfair. There's probably three guys on a given week that have a legit shot at beating Roger Federer. I mean, he's just better than they are. And Tiger, if he's got his A game, they ain't got a chance. But he very seldom going to have your A game. What he did at the U.S. Open a few years ago, what he did at the British Open last year. But man, I'm just going to enjoy it. I mean, obviously, I think Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer who ever lived. If he quit playing golf today, it wouldn't even be a contest. I think he'd be the greatest golfer. I mean, obviously, he's playing against better players. He's playing against more players. The players today got better equipment to make guys who are not very good, good. The equipment is really a big deal in golf. But you got some guys who are good players who, because of equipment, have become great players. And I'm just enjoying it, man. It's beautiful, beautiful to watch. But what Serena did was incredible.
Charles, tell me, as you have known Tiger over the years, and with Serena, of course, one of the things we talked about yesterday was the effect and the focus and the maturing that took place out of the tragedy of the murder of her sister, and she dedicated it to her sister. And I wanted to have a comment about that, but also about Tiger and how, since the death of his father, that he has matured, he's about to have a kid, and the changes and the maturing that you see in him over the last year.
Well, I think last year was really tough, and obviously, you know, I haven't lost a parent, so I don't know, but it's got to be a monumental thing. But what I tell people, because people ask me, you know, about Tiger, how's his kid going to affect him? I says, he's going to beat their brains in harder, because he need to pay for some diapers.
Yeah.
once he got over his dad's thing, this guy got a one-track mind. Nothing's going to distract him. I know everybody want to hope and pray that he gets distracted. He's not going to get distracted. He has a one-track mind. And all this baby going to do is make him want to beat their brains in more to pay for them diapers. That's it. There's nothing going to distract him. You know, I talked to Tom Weisskopf about 10, 12 years ago, and he said something very profound to me. He said, this guy's going to be the greatest golfer ever. He's going to set records that's never going to be broken. And he says, only a couple things can screw his life up. The death of his parents, or if he got in a bad marriage and it was miserable. And he told me that like 10, 15 years ago, the great Tom Weisskopf. And it was just like amazing, his foresight to just like say that. Because, you know, he really struggled with his dad being sick. He couldn't focus. You know, at the Masters, he was trying to win too hard. He was really grinding, trying to win that last major because he knew his dad wasn't going to make it much longer. But, mm-hmm. hey, once he got past that, hey, man, this guy is got a single focus. And I'm glad he's a friend of mine, but I'm glad to be able to say in my day, I saw this guy play, and it's beautiful to watch.